Good morning, mamas. Well, at least it's morning while I'm recording this. I don't know if you're listening to this in the morning, but you know, it's morning here. So, anyways, good morning and welcome back to the One Income Family Podcast. Living with a poverty mindset, this is going to be hard to say, but it's a lifestyle that we choose. It's a lifestyle that's full of fear, full of the thought of not having enough. And yes, there are actual people out there who are living in poverty, but mama, that's not you. You are, however, living with a poverty mindset in one of two ways. So, one, you're spending everything you have on things that don't bring you long-term joy. Or two, you're hoarding your money away, saving it with no plan of use or purpose, rather just to have. Life, it's full of unknowns. And if there is one thing my husband, who loves to spend his money, has taught me, is that money is fun and that money can be used to bring us joy and it will not harm us in the process. We harm ourselves when we allow fear to control our actions, taking away what's important to us and replacing it with uncertainty. We all want to live abundantly, to thrive and to do big things, regardless of whether we're on a budget or not. But you have allowed fear to control your actions for so long that it's become habit and it's become a deep-rooted belief. And that, mama, is what this episode is all about. You will learn what it means to live with a poverty mindset. The words you say, the actions you take, the way you budget so that you can take action against them and create a life where you are in control of your money, living in joy and peace instead of fear and scarcity. So listen in today as I take you through these three signs and really dig deep to find out what is causing your poverty mindset so that you can break your habit and start living in abundance. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. I don't have the money. How often do you find yourself saying those exact words? I know I used to say it a lot. In fact, I would word vomit it everywhere without a single thought. It was my way of getting out of things that I didn't want to do. It was my way of keeping safe and not spending money that I didn't have, even though I had plenty. But what it was really doing was keeping me trapped. I was living with a poverty mindset that kept me hoarding money instead of using my money as a tool to improve my life. I wasn't building wealth, but was rather enslaved to my fear of needing the money in the future. It ruled my life. I know that you are struggling with this as well. I know that you are looking for a way out, but aren't sure where to start. So I want to invite you to hop on a clarity call with me. You will get my brain to answer your questions, but you will also learn what is keeping you from sticking to your budget and get a game plan on how you can move forward. So don't let your money rule your life for one more day. Go grab your free clarity call now at Calendly.com/Molly Bennell. That's Calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, Ennell. Alrighty, so I know I've said this before, but I grew up with next to no money and was always taught to just save, save, save. I didn't know it at the time, and I'm sure it wasn't my dad's intention, but it caused me to start living with a poverty mindset. My go-to phrase was, I don't have the money, when in all reality, I did, and that was my way of saying that it really truly wasn't important to me, or at least not important enough to spend money on it, right? Sometimes I wonder if I went back to those situations and thought about it with that mindset, would I have changed my mind? Was that thing truly important to me? I'm sure some things were and some things weren't, as that's the way life is, right? I'll never actually know, but I do know that when I sit down now and I ask myself if it's important, I will find the money to get the thing. Because if it's important, then yeah, I need to figure it out. Because money shouldn't be the thing keeping us from doing the things that we really enjoy doing. Now, it might take a little bit longer, or you might be able to throw more money at it depending on your financial situation, right? But that's the thing. Like, our money should not be controlling whether we say yes or no. It just might be we have to wait a little bit kind of situation. Now, I am still cautious. I still sit down and I think and I pray over things before I run to buy something. That's just the way I am. But I'm no longer what I like to call a moneyaholic. I'm not looking for more to hoard away, but rather learning what my and my family's priorities are and using that money to its fullest. So instead of just like looking for more money and wanting more money and desiring to have more money, I'm sitting down and I'm thinking, like, what can my money do for me? Instead of having to have all this money for no reason and just storing it away or using it blindly without knowing where that money is going, I actually sit down and I try to use my money to its fullest. I sit down and I think about the things that my money can do for me. It can bring me joy. It can bring me, you know, I know people say that money can't bring you happiness, which is a totally different thought, but it can to a certain extent. It can't be the source of your happiness, but it can expand on it. It can bring you more joy and actually more fulfillment if you are using it for that purpose. If you are using it to actually, you know, make those joyful moments come. It's not the money itself that brings you happiness, but the things that you do with that money that can bring you joy, or it can just be something that, excuse me, it can be something that you use randomly out of the blue and you just have nothing to show for it. And then you're upset regardless of whether you're bringing in a good income or have nothing to show for it, right? It's that feeling that you have money, but you don't have money. And that's what this poverty mindset is all about. It's all about how you think about money and how you use that money to its fullest rather than, you know, allowing it to control you. And I know we've talked about money being an idol, but sometimes we can just be slave to our money. We can just be in such fear that we don't want to use it, or in such fear that we've used it all and we have nothing left for the important things, right? Fear controls us, and our emotions are a big thing when it comes to spending money and just money in general, because that's how marketing works. When people want you to buy something, they try to touch on those emotions and get you to connect and really to want what they are selling, because emotionally it's connecting, right? And I mean, that's anything. You want to connect with people in your life, and that's what emotions are for, is to connect and really get to know each other on a deeper level kind of thing. But when it comes to your money and you are in such fear that you don't allow yourself to really sit down and create a game plan because you are stuck in survival mode, then you aren't going to be able to move forward. You aren't going to be able to use your finances to build wealth. You aren't going to be able to see money in a healthy, happy light. Instead, you're going to be stressing, you're going to be overwhelmed, and you're going to be trying to figure out how to just make it to the next paycheck. What can I do to just make it to the next paycheck? And that is the mindset that I want to help you shift today. Okay, so let's jump in to the three signs that you are living with poverty mindset. And yes, I've kind of touched on these already, but I really want to dig into them a little bit deeper. So the first thing I want to say is you find that you can't spend your money for any reason. Now, that is kind of the more extreme side of things. There may be people who are okay with spending some money, but you still have this fear that runs your decision making. You have to save all of your money or a certain percentage of your money, not for things that you want to save up for, or maybe for retirement or for your emergency fund. Like, it doesn't have an actual goal. Your goal is just to pile up as much money as you possibly can, because you never know what's going to happen in the future. And that mindset is not a mindset that you want to live with. Like, that's kind of where, and I wish I kind of would have looked it up, but there's a Bible verse out there that talks about where you shouldn't be focusing on hoarding up your goods, like your finances, because you can't take it with you to heaven. Like, when you die, your money stays here. Your physical items that you use stay here. So why not use it to bring you joy? Why not use it to help others in need? Why not have a purpose for that money instead of just saving it up or spending it willy-nilly, because then it's just purposeless and it's not like things that are going to fulfill your life or further God's kingdom or do anything but just sit there and rot, essentially. It's kind of like the parable of the three talents, where there's two guys, well, there's three guys who get money from their master, right? And two of them go out and do something to make more money with that money, and the other guy goes and hides it away. When you are in this poverty mindset, you go and hide it away, because you don't want anything to happen to it. You don't want to be at a loss when you're in a time of need. And that's when we are trying to be in control. We got to realize that God is the one in control. God is the one that will provide. If we need money, He will get it for us. If there is something that we need, if we need food, He will bring us the food. Maybe it won't be an actual like money, but He'll bring us the thing that we need when we need it. He will take care of us and provide for us. But when we are in this poverty mindset, we just constantly have to save to be in control. We have to know that we have enough saved up that if something were to happen, we can cover it. And you don't just have a limit on it, kind of like an actual emergency account. We do have a limit on it, like an actual number that your goal is to reach. It's not that. Like, you are constantly having to add to it without an end goal in sight, and then using that money to do other amazing, beautiful things in your lives and other people's lives. But you are so stuck in this poverty mindset that you cannot spend money for any reason. Or, like I said, you spend it all on things with no purpose, which makes you feel like you have no money. And that's the second sign, is that you spend it all on things like subscriptions, on things like eating out, on things like, I hate saying going to the movies, because sometimes that's a good experience, but in all essence, all of these things are good things. I'm not trying to tear them down by any means. But when you sit there and you look at your money at the end of the pay cycle and you're like, I can't pay this budget because I spent it all on things that I didn't necessarily need, then you are still being ruled and run by your money and by fear, because you've just absent-mindedly went and spent your money on things that you shouldn't have, on things that, yeah, in the moment you're like, yeah, I want that, I'm going to give in to temptation, but it's not furthering your life. It's not bettering your life. It's not helping you build wealth. It's not helping you to go and get that thing that you really want or you really need. It's not helping you to learn how to save up. It's just limiting. It's keeping you from being able to truly use your finances to further your life, to further your family's life, to bring joy and happiness, to live abundantly and big on a budget, because that's what you want. That's what you desire, is to live abundantly regardless of the amount in your account. And that is possible. But when you are slave to your finances because either you save it and don't have a purpose for that savings, or you spend it all without thinking about it and everything's absent-minded, then you are still slave to your finances because you are unable to stop that. Now, don't get me wrong, you can stop it. But in the moment, you give in because it's become habit. It's become a deep-rooted belief. It's become something that is who you are. And then you've got to think about this. Like, is that who you want to be for the rest of your life? Is that what you want to do with your finances for the rest of your life? Do you want to be slave to your thinking? Like, do you want to be slave to the fear that you can't spend your money, or that you've spent it all and have nothing to show for it, and now you're hurting because you need money to pay a bill or to get groceries or something? That's not what you want. And so what the third sign is, and that these first two signs make you end up doing, is it makes you constantly look for more money. You're trying to find a higher paying job. You're trying to find a side hustle. You're trying to find a quick rich scheme while you're working from home, right? There are so many ways out there that you're constantly looking for money because fear is running your life. Now, if you want to be looking for a higher paying job or a side hustle or something because you want to be able to reach your goals faster, or because you want to be able to help other people who are in need, that is a totally different mindset. That is totally different. And that's what I want you to realize. If you don't get anything out of today's episode but this, is that a simple switch in your brain on whether it's like, oh my gosh, gut-wrenching fear that I can't use my money or that I have used all of my money, to, okay, I've got this money, now how am I going to use it? What am I going to do? What's important to me right now in this moment? How can that money make that thing better? How can I use my money to further the desires that I want and make my life become more joyful instead of that gut-wrenching fear? So if that's all you get from today, then I will be super stoked. But I do want to continue to go on and share with you what a poverty mindset budget looks like. So this is essentially an empty budget. And what I mean by an empty budget is there is no wishes. There, if you're the one that likes to spend all the money, there may be only wants in there, like in the moment temptation wants, not future wishes. And maybe you do have those future wishes in there, but those temptations win out, right? But then if you're the saver, then you have all that money going into a savings account, again, with no plan, with no goals, with no dreams or desires for what that money should be doing for you. And so essentially what you are living off is what I call a bare bones budget, which is just your basics. Or you might be having like living off of no budget at all, because you're just focused on your basics and you're not worrying about anything else. You're not worrying about the things in the moment. You're not worrying about the things in the future. And yes, there are times that we may need to live on a bare bones budget, but if you have ever lived on a bare bones budget, it is defeating. It is like sad and extremely like you just don't want to be there. I know I've lived there. It just feels like you can't do anything. You feel stuck. You feel like you're just I don't want to say depressed, but it can bring on those feelings. It's just sadness because there are things that you want to do, but you can't do it. There are places that you want to go, but again, you are stuck at home and you are stuck having to live as frugal as you possibly can because you don't have the money to do hardly anything. And that is what true poverty looks like. But when you are living in a poverty mindset, your budget looks the same exact way. You are living with the bare necessities of what you need. The four cornerstones, as Dave Ramsey likes to say, which are, it's like your housing, it's your food, it's your car, and there's one other thing, but I can't remember what it is, but it's the bare necessities. It's what you absolutely have to have. It's the fact that you can cover every single budget, you can get the food that you need, and you can get the gas that you need, and that's it. There is nothing else. You cannot bring anything else in. And when we are living like this, even though we do have more money, but we are living like this because we are in such fear that we might need more money in the future because you never know what the economy is going to do, or that you have spent it all because, again, you gave into temptation one too many times and now your money is gone, then it is just defeating and it's stressful. And it's just a place that you don't want to be. So please work on that mindset. Work on helping yourself to not be living on the bare necessities and not have a bare bones budget. Do that so that you can live joyfully. All it takes is a mindset shift, and all of this can switch. It can be like totally different game plan with the same amount of money. And instead of thinking about all the negatives, you'll be thinking about the positives. And it's such a beautiful thing. When I realized this, it was like total game changer in my finances, right? So how can you overcome this poverty mindset? I have, I'd say, 6 or 7 different ways, but on my notes, it's in ABCD format, right? So anyways, I'm going to go through these. They're not in any particular order, but there is one that is most important, and I'm going to save that one for last. So the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to be content with what you have. And I know this is like really hard to ask somebody who is in this mindset, and you may be laughing at me or saying, are you serious? But that is the first thing. Like, if you have to start a gratitude journal to be looking and always seeing the things that you have and to be grateful and content with what you have, then it's totally a game changer. And I want to share something about the word content. So I used to think that the word content was, it meant that you have what you have and you have to like it or else. And I was so against that word. I hated that word. But one day I read the word in the Bible, and it kind of opened my eyes to the actual word of contentment. And if you change your mindset about the thought, which, you know, this is a mindset episode, it's all about the way you think about things, right? But I changed the way I was thinking about it because God asks us to be content with the things that we have. And so I'm going, well, what does that actually mean? If it doesn't mean that you have to like it, everything that you have, and you have to just be okay with it and move on with it and like that whole negative side of things, what if instead you got things that actually brought you joy and then you were able to be content with the things that you like? It's not that you have all this stuff and you have to like it. It's that you have all this stuff that you like. Why do you need more? Why can't you just enjoy the things that you already have, use the things that you already have, and then when it dies, then get something different if that's what you want? And that has totally shifted my thoughts on the word content. And I really wanted to share that with you. I know I kind of went down a rabbit trail, but being content is really important, and enjoying the things you have all starts with buying things that you enjoy, buying things that you actually want instead of just getting them because they're cheap or getting them because somebody else gave them to you, right? Like, that's not the life you want to live. You want to learn how to enjoy the things that you have because you picked it, because it's something that you actually do enjoy, and you don't need to go out and buy another thing. That's just what the world tells us, is that we need to be constantly buying new things. And I would like to say that no, we don't need to constantly be buying new things. Just because it's a trend or just because somebody else has it doesn't mean we have to have it. We can enjoy the things that we have, the things that we picked out, the things that we in the moment really enjoyed, and continue to bring you joy even later on in the future, right? Okay, so the next thing that you should do is, again, this is a hard thing to do, but it's a thought to think about and to keep in the back of your brain, is don't let your emotions control your decisions. Don't allow fear to be the thing deciding whether or not you buy it. Don't allow your sadness or your overwhelm to be the thing that why you go and buy something. Don't allow that urgent feeling to be what makes you buy something, because when that happens, you usually come home and you're like, why did I buy that? It doesn't go with anything I have. I don't really like it. I allowed my emotions to control the way I bought, and it wasn't something I really wanted. So that's why the whole wait 24 hours kind of thing is really helpful. Or if you're in the actual store, if you like it, put it back, walk around the store. If you're still thinking about it by the time you're ready to go home, go get it and take it home. Like, that is a rule that I live with, and it has helped me keep from buying things that I actually didn't need or want, kind of thing. So then the next thing is to focus on what your money can do for you instead of what it can't. So that kind of goes back to like being content. But what can your money do for you? What priorities, like if you have a small budget and you only have like $50 left at the end of like sending your money out to all the places it needs to go, what can that $50 do for you? Instead of going, well, I really want this, but I don't have the money to get that. I only have $50 left. Like that, again, that little shift in your mindset can make the biggest difference in the way that you feel about money. Okay, so then the next thing is be okay with taking time to reach your goals. If you are on a smaller budget, it's going to take longer. If you are able to get a side job and reach those goals, then it's going to go quicker, right? But if you're in that poverty mindset, you're not really focused on goals, so it really doesn't matter. Just set goals, which is the next thing that I have on the list. Set goals so that you are actually trying to reach those goals. And I know it can be so defeating is the word I'm trying to say, to think about the fact that you have these big goals and you don't have a lot of money to reach these big goals. So set small goals. And then when you reach that small goal, celebrate and then go bigger and bigger from there, kind of thing. Make it so you can work with it instead of something that's going to downcast everything and make you sad instead of excited about these goals that you want. The next thing that I want to talk about is to live on less than you make. So that means that instead of you want to set up a zero-based budget. So that means that every single dollar goes somewhere, right? But when you have extra money at the end, and when I say extra, I mean that money can then go to your wishes. It can go to your future things. It can go to your goals. Like if you want to pay off your debt, if you want to save up for a vacation, if you want to save up for, you know, giving money away or something like that. There are so many goals and passions and desires that you have. And in order to reach those, in order to have the money to actually like get those goals set and achieve those goals, you have to not live on every single penny. Like you can't create a bare bones budget even if it's more than the necessities. So that might mean that you give yourself like $100 a month to go spend on whatever you want. But if you want to reach those goals, maybe that $100 should be cut down to 50. So then you have $50 to put towards your wants and wishes, right? So if you are living on every single dollar and you're spending every single dollar instead of saving that money up, then you are not able to achieve your goals, and that's going to be defeating as well. And the last thing that I want to tell you that is super important, and again, if it's the only thing you take out of this, well, there are two things that I want you to take. So if this is the second thing that you take out of this, then you will be able to change your mindset. It will take time, but it will be the one thing that really helps catapult you forward. And that's to sit down and ask yourself is if what you are being asked to spend that money on, if it's truly important to you. Like, you need to sit down, you need to create a list of priorities, and a list of priorities for you, for your husband, and for your family. And when that thing comes up that needs money put towards it, you need to look at your list and decide, is this truly important to me, or is my brain going to try to keep me in safe mode, which is not spending that money on those things? Because then, one, it takes away from the savings account, or two, it takes away from me being able to spend money on whatever I want in the moment, right? And our brain, like I said, has created these habits. It's created this way of living, and we need to really just sit down and ask ourselves if this is important so that we can start bringing this to the front of our minds instead of allowing it to be in the back of our minds. And I really want you to understand that your poverty mindset doesn't have to stay where you're at. Like, it does not have to be what controls you anymore. And the step to get out of that is to just really ask yourself what's important and to know what's important. And even if our brains are trying to keep you from doing what's important, know that you are struggling with something that is good, because it's getting you out and fighting against that poverty mindset. Okay. I could keep going, but this episode's getting kind of long, so I'm going to stop there. But I really hope that, again, if all you get from this is understanding that fear is controlling your poverty mindset, and to then ask yourself if it's truly important to you, and then get it if it is, even if you're fighting yourself internally, it will move you leaps and bounds, getting you out of that poverty mindset. Okay. Before I go, I do want to say that I know that budgeting is hard. And if it were easy, trust me, anybody could do it. But, you know, it's not easy. And it's not necessarily that it's hard to physically do, but just getting motivated and having the accountability is so helpful when you have other people on your side, right? How many times have you tried to figure out why you were off budget for the umpteenth time? How many hours have you spent searching the internet for answers? Stop trying to do this alone. You don't do life alone, so why should you problem solve alone? Let me help you. I have a free clarity call to help you figure out why you're struggling to stick to your budget and help you create a roadmap to staying on budget. All you have to do is go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, that's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L, and book your free call so that you can get a fresh pair of eyes on your budget and start sticking to it like a pro. And with that, I will see you next Tuesday on another episode of the One Income Family Podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace. Peace and chicken grease, mama.